Better work presentations are possible. They're called Canva presentations. You can supercharge your work decks with Canva presentations. Sounds like I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Just start with a prompt and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides in seconds, or with a stunning template and add images, graphics, charts, and data visualizations from their massive media library. You save time and you wow your audience. Mm-hmm. I have never made one of these presentations and I never will, but there's a reason why Canva is used by 90% of the Fortune 500 companies. 90%!
That's a lot of percent.
Yeah, let's get it to 100%, guys. Come on. Nail your next work presentation with Canva presentations by heading to canva.com.
Designed for work.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hear me?
I did. I heard you.
And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need. You just say that and they show up. They come jumping out of a shrub.
Oh, cool.
No matter where you are in life, when you need the coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Greg. You're on Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Greg. How
are you? Crack? I'm very well, Conan. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm guessing you're living, from the accent, I'm guessing you're coming to us from Ireland. Where are you in Ireland?
Yeah, well spotted. I'm from Dublin originally, but I live in Kildare now, which is just west of Dublin. Like the first county outside.
Do you call it Dublin or Dublin?
I call it Dublin, yeah. Dublin. Although the old Irish name is like Dubhling.
Right.
So, which means like black lake or black pool.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dublin for me.
Okay. I'll call it Dublin as well. I never know. I always want to learn, you know, the correct pronunciation of things. And so sometimes I've been talking to an old Irish sod and he'll call it Dublin. And I think, is he just messing with me? Is he?
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. He might be messing with you. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not one I've heard before.
Yeah. It turns out he was from Portugal. So maybe that has something to do with it. Well, tell us, Greg, here's what I know about you. You live in Kildare, is that right?
Kildare, yeah.
And
yeah.
Not too far from Dublin. What do you do?
So I'm a musician. I'm a classical musician. So I play in an orchestra, in the symphony orchestra here.
Which symphony orchestra do you play in?
The National Symphony Orchestra.
Wow, that is impressive.
Yeah.
Very good. And can I ask you, what's your instrument?
That's a personal question.
I'm a bassoonist.
Oh, you're a bassoonist.
Or bassoon player. Yeah.
Incredible.
You mentioned bassoonist quite frequently in your last few podcasts over the while. So
did I?
The one with Zach, I think the one with Zach Braff, he mentioned it. He was talking about directing and how it's like being a conductor. And he was like, you probably don't remember it, but anytime a bassoon is mentioned in mainstream things, I'm like, bassoon, they mentioned it, they know what it is.
Yeah, it's funny because I just tune out the minute bassoon is mentioned, I just go to a different place.
The bassoon world goes crazy anytime we hear it.
Well, this is a big moment then for the world. This is a big moment for the bassoon world because this is now
Twitter is lighting up right now.
Yeah.
Oh, you
bassoon
believe,
Twitter
yeah.
has exploded. I mean, forget about it.
Over 200 of us probably around the world.
What is and all the bassoon dating sites are just blowing up right now. I'm guessing you've been playing the bassoon since childhood.
Yeah, I didn't really choose it. I think if you ask every bassoonist, they'll have a different story. I don't think anyone like comes out when they're a child and is like, I need to play the bassoon. That's all I can do. So my brother actually started playing it first because the local music college had a severe lack of bassoonists and French hornists. So they had these instruments in the cupboard and they needed them to be played, basically. So my brother started it first, lasted about 2 weeks. But we had the instrument rented for the whole year, so my dad was just like, "Okay, next child, let's take it up."
When how many? I love that he didn't know any names. Because Greg, I'll tell you something. I grew up. How many siblings are there in your family?
And so the seven of us all together.
Wow. Okay, I'm one of six, siblings, yeah. And often no names were used. It was just that one.
Oh, yeah.
You.
Yeah.
You know, no, not you, the other one. There was a lot of that because who has time to figure out which round, fat Irish head is which?
Exactly. My dad would frequently get the names wrong as well.
Yes.
Because he wanted to call me Greg. He'd go, David, Richie, Connor, Greg.
Yes. That's the one. That's what we would get.
You need to go and do the dinner.
Luke, Kate, Jean, Dustin. Conan, you're an asshole. Wow. Okay. So this is serious. You are a bassoonist in the symphony orchestra in Dublin. I think that's very impressive.
Oh, well, thank you.
Is it a difficult instrument? Do you think it's an instrument that I could learn to play?
It's not as difficult as maybe people don't think about bassoon too much, but it looks like a difficult instrument to play because of the keys.
Yeah, we got real bad news for you. We've done a poll. We didn't even know about you, but about a week ago we did a poll on who cares about the bassoon, and the numbers are just coming in and it's not looking good. No, but seriously, is it, I play some music.
I think you definitely could. Yeah.
What are the attributes? Yeah,
well, you play guitar, so
yeah. What are the attributes I have that could help me play the bassoon well?
You need to be a bit quirky, weird around weird around the eyes, sort of thing. People look at you funny.
Yep. Check.
I think
weird around the eyes.
Check. Check. Got it. What's next? Check. What's
so
next?
What else?
I also have good lung power. I talk constantly, and days without inhaling. When I speak, it's just one long exhale for 24 hours.
You do circular breathing, but for bits
for bits and shtick. Yeah. Yes.
And you also have good lips as well.
Like what's good about my lips?
Well, they're kind of thin, and you could be able to form like a good embouchure around the reed because we use what's called a reed, like oboists or clarinet or saxophone would use a single reed. We use a double reed.
Greg.
And you'd create a good seal.
Greg.
Around the...
Did you just call me thin-lipped?
And crazy-eyed.
Yeah.
So you said I'd be a good bassoonist because I'm crazy-eyed and thin-lipped.
Weird around the eyes.
Weird around the eyes.
Yeah. That was very poetic.
This sounded so good in my head as well before I was...
Say, Greg, if you didn't know me, but you saw me rob a bank in Kildare and the police came, the Garda showed up and they said, did you see? He goes, yes, I saw him. Would you say he was weird around the eyes and thin-lipped? Is that what the description you would give to the police?
I'd say he looks like he plays the bassoon. That's
Oh, you can tell he's a known bassoonist. Through and through.
But it's just good for, because you need a good seal around the reed. So if you have those kind of those good lips, so that the air doesn't leak, and I think it'd be really good fit.
Yeah, non-lips. That's good. Well, that's good to know. I think I would take a crack at it, but tell me. What role does the bassoon play in most symphonic orchestrations?
So we're stereotypically, I'd say, the jokester of the orchestra. So we play lots of kind of bum kind of notes, like low notes and with a harsh kind of razzy sound.
Can you give me an example vocally? Can you give me an example, or do you have a bassoon with you?
I do have my bassoon with me, actually. Yeah.
I would think you would. Yeah. Can you give us an example?
On my bassoon?
Yeah.
I can do that. Yeah, sure. Take my... This is what we have. This is what your lips would do well with. This reed.
My lips are so thin, I don't even need that. I wouldn't use a reed. My thin lips form a natural reed.
Okay. As I was saying, we play a lot of low notes, basically.
Can you... Okay.
There we go.
Whoa. Oh, great. Now we're talking. Oh! Yay! And first of all, back up a little bit so we can see this amazing instrument.
Whoa.
As well.
Yeah.
You said you play kind of quirky, jokey things. Give me an example of what that would sound like.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
I could use that.
Yeah, it's very Looney Tunes.
Yeah, it really does sound like, well, I'm going to go off to the woods now and go searching for the Tin Man. There's a cottage there. I might go in. I just hope a witch doesn't live inside.
side. And she plays jazz on a bassoon. Hey, Craig.
Wow, well
Craig,
done.
You know what?
Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where
California.
You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. I gotta say, everywhere I go, people are talking about Monopoly Go. And for good reason. It's an absolute hit!
Yeah. I love Monopoly.
People love Monopoly. And look, Monopoly's been around for a very long time. It's one of the oldest board games ever, okay?
Okay.
But lately, I walk around and I just hear like, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? What are you guys talking about? And they say, we're playing Monopoly Go. You can play it with your family, your friends. It's a straight delight. There's always something new to do. Partner events where you can build on each other's boards and crazy tournaments with team events you can recruit your friends for, or you can just compete to outdo them all on the leaderboards.
Mm.
And when you're not messing with your family and friends, Monopoly Go is always throwing new stuff at you. They have taken Monopoly to the next level. I didn't think Monopoly had to go to the next level, but they did. There's timed events like massive multipliers for all your winnings and challenges like treasure hunts and or money sprees that have fun new mini games, plus with tons of rewards to collect, like stickers for trading with friends and hilarious emojis that are perfect for gloating, there's always a reason to dip back in.
Yeah.
Man, they cracked it, you know?
They did.
So join the fun. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. You can check in on your home and manage your security systems from virtually anywhere. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package. You can know that there's a package out there.
I know.
And not a person.
You don't have to that do
helps.
Anything.
Yeah, sometimes a person rings the doorbell and I think it's a package. Anyway. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you can get 30 days of event video history, even smarter notifications like when a familiar or unfamiliar face is seen. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. You can view video of an alarm event and verify or cancel an alarm with just a tap. Mm. I'm always setting off alarms accidentally. This is helpful for me.
Oh, good.
When the most trusted name in home security adds the intelligence of Google, well, you got a home with no worries. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all sometimes have issues or things we need to talk about, get off our chest. I have that all the time, don't you, Sona?
I do.
Yeah, and we need people to talk to. And we carry around different stressors. We carry big stressors. We carry small stressors. I was raised in a culture where you're supposed to kind of bottle it up, and I've learned over time that that's not the best thing to do. If you do let things rattle around in there for a while without talking it out, it can affect your life very negatively. Well, therapy is a safe space where you can get things off your chest, figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. BetterHelp's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. A lot of people have a barrier towards getting therapy because they think, well, I don't know, I've got to find the person, talk to them. What if it's not a good match? Then it's awkward. None of that. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Conan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Conan. Greg, I think you should immediately quit your job, and you and I should take this act on the road. I improvise children's stories, and you stand next to me. No, I'm not going to say we're splitting the take 50-50. That's not going to happen.
Right.
It's going to be actually a split that will appall you once you actually see it on
in
paper.
Fact, you just I'm found in, out game. The split. Let's hear your bassoon's reaction to the... Conan gets 98%. Oh, no. Yeah, you get 2%.
Yeah, here's the deal. I get of the money we... Wow. I think I just had a tracheotomy. Well, listen, Greg, that is, you're very talented. You're very, what a talented, likable guy.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
really are. And I don't know. I've never tried a woodwind instrument. I've never tried to play one. Okay. And I don't know if I would do very well. I'm not sure I have. I know that I have the thin lips and the creepy eyes.
Weird around the eyes. You're weird around the eyes.
Doesn't matter.
It's pretty poetic.
Okay. Weird around the eyes. But I love
the idea. I think you might surprise yourself. I think you could fit in.
I love the idea of me narrating things and you doing the reactions. That really makes me happy.
Yeah.
And then I think that could. And guess what? We could use Greg in studio when I'm talking to people. I mean, that would just be amazing if I was talking to celebrities or talking to the three of us talking, and then Sona makes a joke and wah, wah, you know?
I guess. I like it. Are we going to fly him in from Ireland, or are we going to go to Ireland?
My guess.
Nice. I feel like we should probably just go
there. Yeah, I think the three of us should go to Ireland for.
Or.
Come to Ireland, yeah.
Or.
Yeah, yeah.
We could just record from there.
Greg comes to Los Angeles at his own expense.
Make him pay.
Yeah, and he tries to put his precious bassoon in the overhead compartment, and it smashes.
Oh, God.
And then I refuse to reimburse him. This is a really fun story. Wow, this took a dark turn, Greg.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened here.
Why did his bassoon smash?
That's something I am always worried about, though, those overhead lockers and the bassoon.
Well, I've known just when I've tried to take my guitar on airplanes and they try and pry it out of my hands and throw it in the bottom of the airplane.
That's
because
you're
panicky.
Playing it live in the airplane.
Probably. Yeah, I usually get on the plane playing it. Well, I'm not sure this craft is safe. And they say, sir, please stop singing that song. We're pretty much all gonna get COVID. They lie about the HEPA filters on the plane. Got a lot of minor chords, my songs. Well, Greg, I really liked meeting Greg.
Yeah, me too.
You
seem like a really nice guy, and you're very funny, and...
I am worried you're living in a prison dorm, though.
Yeah, your mattress is all rolled up in the background. You have nothing on the wall.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And I think there's a single toilet. So my guess is
this
arrested.
Is like my partner hates that I've kind of abducted this room for a bassoon room. Oh. So there is a bed, but it's not used. So I put a desk in here.
Are you saying your partner can't sleep while you play bassoon scales? Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah,
what's your problem? Yeah, I'm just doing my bassoon scales. Oh, but Precious can't sleep.
Well, he plays clarinet, so he's in the world of
he plays clarinet. You play bassoon. Do you often have arguments about which is the superior instrument,
or arguments using your instruments?
Yeah, bom 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 bom. I said bom 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 bom.
No, it hasn't quite got our communication hasn't broken down to that extent yet.
<That's good. laughs> Wow.
We can still converse like regular people, but we do play together. We do some concerts here and there. But he has a jaw injury at the moment, so he hasn't been able to play as much.
Oh, wow. You got to protect the jaw if you make your living with a woodwind instrument, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We should wear a full motorcycle helmet at all times. You know, the whole wraparound helmet at all times. And you too.
Yeah, both of you.
You got to protect the mouth and jaw at all times.
Yeah.
I'll get you guys motorcycle helmets to wear when you're not playing. Be great if right when the concert ended, just before the curtain comes down, people can see you put a full motorcycle helmet and visor over your head and start to walk out the door.
The problem would be the reed's breaking when I keep trying to bring it to my mouth.
Yeah, you forget it's on, and then you gotta like lift the visor. All right. Well, Greg, who lives in Kildare but commutes to Dublin to play at the bassoon in a symphony orchestra. I just summed you up perfectly. Very nice to meet you. I'm off to the cosmetic surgeon to have fillers put in my lips. And then I'm going to see someone about my eyes.
Go in and say, can you make me normal around the eyes?
Yeah. And the doctor will say,
you make me
there's much I can't.
Like I need to.
Yeah, there's much I can do, but that I cannot do. I'm sorry, I interrupted you, Greg. What were you going to say?
No, if you're at the cosmetic surgery, you just say you need a job that makes you unbassoon-like. I don't know exactly what you mean.
Everyone knows.
Ah, yes.
Now I know what to do. Well, Greg, really nice meeting you and talking to you. And
likewise.
Yeah, I hope our paths cross one day, but this is a real treat.
Hopefully. If you ever need a bassoonist in studio, I got it here. Put it in the overhead locker. I'll be over.
You know what? Yeah, now I'm thinking of all bassoon ideas.
Yeah.
So
it's not bad.
You are now officially the Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend bassoon player.
Hey.
We will accept no substitutes. Well, thank you, Greg. Take care. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blair. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.